Okay. You've sent something really unusual this time. Genuinely strange.
It's quite the account, isn't it?
Yeah. It's from what, 1936? A journalist, Carlos Montero.
That's the one. He was down in Brazil, apparently way off the beaten track.
And he stumbled upon this village, Vila Daripo. But the really unsettling thing right off the bat,
What's that?
this village, well, it's not on any maps, not any modern ones anyway. It's like it just poof, vanished from the reckoning on the
Vanished. Or maybe deliberately removed. A whole community just wiped from cartography. That's more than just an oversight, surely.
It feels wrong, doesn't it? Like the start of something
Ooh,
off.
definitely. It sets a very particular tone.
Yeah.
An absence like that feels deliberate, or maybe something so isolated you just slip through the cracks, but even then, completely gone. Very odd.
Exactly. And Montero's first impressions, they just lean right into that weirdness. He said the villagers look, well, eerily similar.
Do more how? Like family resemblance?
No, more than that, apparently, much more. And the way they spoke. It wasn't conversation. It was like, recitation, memorized lines.
Memorized.
Yeah. And they just stared constantly. No blinking, no emotion at all. He actually wrote they were like actors in a play who couldn't improvise.
Wow. Actors who can't improvise, that paints a picture, an entire village just going through the motions, no spontaneity.
None. It's deeply unsettling to imagine that lack of, basic human
It
reaction.
really is. Normal interaction is messy, unpredictable. Take that away, and you've got what? Something controlled, something not quite human feeling.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what was behind it.
So naturally, he tries to document it. He's a journalist, right? Gets out his camera, tries to film, record audio visual evidence.
Makes sense.
But here's where it gets even stranger. Every time he tried to record video, it failed.
Failed how? Like technical glitches.
Disrupted files every single time. Different devices, apparently, just nothing recoverable. It's almost like the village itself was, I don't know, fighting back against being documented.
Okay, that is bizarre. Consistent failure across different gear. That's not just bad luck.
Right. It moves past coincidence.
It does. Was it some kind of like localized interference,
Yeah.
some environmental thing?
Yeah.
Or is it something about Vila Daripo itself that just rejects technology, makes you question what he was really seeing and if our tools could even capture it?
But the thing that really pushed him over the edge, the detail that just shatters any sense of normalcy,
Go on.
he eventually realized every single person there, man, woman, child, they all had the exact same face.
Wait, the exact same face? Identical.
Identical. His words were like he was surrounded by clones. Imagine that. Standing in a village full of people who are visually
Lungs,
indistinguishable.
I mean, that's biologically impossible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It throws genetics, everything we understand about variation right out the window.
Completely.
It feels manufactured. Unreal. How could that even happen? What does it even mean? It's like the concept of individuality just didn't apply there.
Understandably, he freaked out. He fled, panicked, escape.
I don't blame him.
And the only thing he managed to salvage, the only record that survived, were his audio recordings.
Just the audio, not the video
Just
attached.
the audio. But even that had something else hidden within it, something he didn't notice at the time in his terror.
Okay, what was on the audio?
When he listened back later, calmly, underneath the ambient sound, very faint, were these whispers.
Whispers.
Yeah, repeating, almost subliminal, and in a language he didn't recognize. Always the same word.
What word?
Wake up.
Wake up. Just wake up over and over.
Apparently so. Faint, persistent. Wake up.
That he didn't notice it while he was there.
That's interesting. Suggests it was meant to be subtle, maybe?
Yeah.
Operating just below conscious awareness.
Maybe.
And that phrase, wake up, in that context, it's loaded. Wake up to what exactly? The nature of the village. Some truth he wasn't seeing. Or were they trying to communicate something specific to him?
It's chilling, isn't it? Like a message smuggled out, but one he wasn't meant to understand immediately.
Definitely. And the story doesn't end there, does it? After he left Vila Daripo. No, it gets worse. Or maybe just stranger. He became obsessed, obviously, haunted by it.
It might would be.
But the haunting became literal in a way. He started seeing them, the faces.
The identical faces from the village.
Yes, everywhere, in crowds, on the street, the subway, just seeing that same face looking back at him from the midst of ordinary life.
Oh, wow.
And the truly terrifying part, sometimes, he said, he saw it in his own reflection.
In his own reflection,
Yeah.
it's deeply disturbing. So whatever it was, it didn't stay contained in the village geographically.
It seems not.
It followed him. It imprinted on him or started bleeding into his reality. Is that psychological trauma manifesting visually or is it something else?
Yeah.
Did that uniformity somehow latch onto him?
That's the awful question, isn't it? What explains any of this? The identical people, the tech failing, the whisper, and then the faces following him. It feels like looking into a glitch in reality.
Trying to rationalize it feels inadequate. You could posit extreme isolation, maybe some unknown genetic anomaly, but identical faces for everyone. That breaks biology. Mass hysteria or suggestion for the behavior? Maybe. But the physical uniformity, the tech failures, and the whispers, wake up. It feels like a deliberate message.
So what are we left with? Explanations that sound, well, completely out there.
Pretty much. A pocket reality,
what?
Some kind of simulation, an encounter with something that just doesn't fit our framework. The uniformity, the resistance to documentation, the message, it all points to something fundamentally alien to our experience.
And the faces appearing later, it's like the village wasn't just a place. It was maybe an idea, a state, something that could leak out.
It certainly suggests the boundaries weren't as solid as he thought.
Yeah.
That maybe what was in Villa de Ripo didn't necessarily stay in Villa de Ripo.
It followed him. So thinking about this now, as you go about your day, maybe consider this.
Yeah.
Did Villa de Ripo truly stay behind, or did a piece of it come back with Montero? Maybe it's still leaking.